If you have a Bible, you have before you a book like no other. It really is unique. It really is supernatural. It's the number one best-selling book in the world, but it's a shame for a bestseller to be seldom read, and even more so, less understood. So what is this book all about? Well, one of the aspects of the Bible that make it a bestseller is that it gives direction on many of the everyday things of life. Relationships, money, marriage, attitudes. It really is a gold mine filled with nuggets of facts and wisdom about life. But it's not to be read like a road map, so that we only pull it out when we can't find our own way. It's not a survival manual that we run to when we get into a tight spot. Another aspect of the Bible is that it's important for us to consider is that it speaks of what happens to us after we die. I don't know about you, but if there's something I need to be aware of when it comes to life after death, and if that something can be known, I would like to know it before I get there. But once again, the Bible is not just an insurance contract. The Bible also speaks of a cosmic battle that's taking place in the universe between good and evil. And even more, you and I are on the front lines of that battle. But don't misunderstand this battle. It's not an equal fight. God against anyone is unfair because God is going to win. But God didn't pick this fight. Evil did. So God, being completely righteous and holy and just, is defending His glory and honor, and He will be victorious over Satan, sin, and death. But can I tell you what this book is really about? Can I tell you that all of those other aspects of the book are not primary, but secondary to this one central purpose? This book reveals to us who God is. It's in this book that we are afforded the opportunity to discover the Creator of the galaxies. A few years ago, I watched a video that's supposed to be the most detailed map of the universe. And the map depicts an estimated span of more than 500 million light years, and that it contains more than 100,000 galaxies. All of those, the God of the Bible created. All of those galaxies exist to radiate and shout forth the glory, value, and honor of God. Our own galaxy was not sufficient enough to speak loudly enough of the glories and majesty of the Creator God. That He saw fit to say, I need to create at least 100,000 more galaxies that spread out over 500 million light years to even come close to helping teeny tiny humans understand how awesome my majesty is. And then this God, so completely transcendent, wants us to know Him personally, His character, His attributes, His love, His power, His strength, His sovereign ability to work His providence in all things. That's what we hold in our hands when we hold a Bible. Within those pages, that is who is uncovered. This book is not mainly about us, but it's about God. And in our time together, as we walk through the Gospel of John, this is what we've learned about Jesus. That Jesus existed in eternity past with God, but who is distinct from God. John tells us that all things, including the 100,000 galaxies, were made through Him. John tells us that Jesus is the light of the world, and in Him there is no darkness at all, ever. John tells us that Jesus is full of grace and truth. And John tells us that Jesus is the Lamb of God, the sacrifice who will take away the sins of people from every tribe, tongue, and nation. Of whom, John tells us, will do many great things so that we can see His glory. And the greatest of which of His glory is to become a sacrifice for our sin and rise from the dead to prove His power over Satan, sin, and death so that all believers can live in His freedom. When you pray today, please remember Angel Colon and his family, our missionaries in Louisiana. And also remember the Vi Lifeword broadcast that's heard in Liberia and Sierra Leone.